Feels very, very surreal being with you.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Do people say that a lot to you?
No, but sometimes you can see it in their eyes that it's weird, and I understand that, because there's people I run into that I'm like, oh, well, you're a real person.
Yeah.
Especially when you're on TV. TV's so weird.
But you are on TV all the time.
That's the hard part about it, I think, for people.
Yeah.
Like, because I really feel like when you see people from the movies and they're not in your house for 8,000 times a day.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, okay, yeah, you are an actor and you work. When you see somebody that's been on TV that you've been watching, especially if you've watched for a long time, it's really, you finally convince yourself that that's just a puppet, I guess.
Do you find that, because I guess you travel all over the world now, with you're promoting the new film and stuff like that, do you find that you get into hotel rooms and put the TV on and, oh my god, the Big Bang Theory's on again, and are they around?
You know what's funny? I think I'm such a news junkie that I go for whatever country's the major news stage. Like, I'm always on BBC News here.
Oh, okay.
And so I happened to see, yesterday I was flipping around, and I happened to see Frasier was on,
okay,
which that's now getting on, you know, it's been off the air for, what, 8 years? I don't even know how many. But so I figured we were probably around the corner on that station at some point in time.
Next, almost definitely.
And I would turn it off if that happened.
Would you really?
Not because I don't like it, but because I typically, well, there's two things. Number one, once I've seen one of our episodes, I don't have the kind of vanity problem where I need to see myself perform it again.
Yeah.
But the second thing is, when you accidentally run into some of the really old ones, you cannot believe how much younger you look. Are you kidding me? I do not need this weekly time capsule showing my wrinkles getting deeper. Thanks, though.
Well, you do. You look amazing. Because you.
Thank you.
I don't want to be rude.
No, you're not being rude at all.
Feel free to shoot me down.
I'm 100. No.
But you're 41.
I'm 41.
That's unbelievable.
I'll be 42 next month.
He's 41. He's 42 next month.
Well, but see, who knows how long? I don't know. One of these mornings, I'm going to wake up and you're going to go, you're only 42? Shoot, wow. You look 100. You know, I don't know.
Jim Parsons, everybody, from The Big Bang Theory, a.k.a. Sheldon. Hey, do you know what? Even just listening back to that interview, it feels really weird. Oh, sorry, Nick, you might
have gone. Hello, I'm here again.
Yeah.
41.
41 years old.
He looks like a baby child.
Doesn't he? It's freaky.
He's a baby man.
I think he's a baby man. We're going to hear more from Jim Parsons in a little bit. He's in that brand new film with Rihanna, so we're going to find out what it was like to work with Rihanna just after 8 o'clock. He's going to be dishing all the dirt on that. I promised I was going to play Ellie Goulding, and Burn got a text from the boss. He wants him to play Love Me Like You Do instead of Burn. Sorry, everybody. He's spoken. What can you do? Can we talk about the new film then?
I'd love to.
So it's called Hello. Is it
Home?
Hello? Oh, it's called Home. Oh my god.
Okay, that's good stuff. I'm going.
But you know what? When you get home, it's nice to hear someone say hello.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry.
No.
But your character's called
My
O.
Character's name is O.
Yeah,
see,
so that's
we're really we're coming around here.
I fuse the tape.
Oh, hello.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. I just fuse the tape. That's
no,
all.
I play a little purple alien whose name is O. And he ends up on an intergalactic road trip with a little girl named Tip, who is voiced by Rihanna.
Nice. What was that like working with Rihanna?
It was heaven, to be honest. First off, we didn't work a lot together. They tend to do your voice stuff separately, but we did work together a couple of times. We've done some press together, and she's kind of fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, which I thought she would be, but not quite as personable fantastic as she turned out to be. Like, she's an easy laugher, and she always comes off warm, but like she's even warmer than you think, like just an easygoing kind of warmth. It's refreshing, to say the least, and it comes from a really good place, you know.
Could you also just tell us why your character's called O as well?
He has a real name in his alien speak, which is, as he says, too hard for humans' ears to understand, and probably for me to speak, so they never made me, thank God. But he has a nickname, which is O, and it's because every time his friends, he calls them his friends, gave him this nickname because every time he walks into a room, they say, oh. Oh.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a little sad.
That is
it's
so
sweet.
It's very sweet. It's very endearing.
Yes.
I've got a slight bone to pick with you as well, though, Jim.
Yes.
You're not on Twitter, right?
No. I'm on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, that's
but
okay.
But it's different. Were you going to think I had no outreach at all?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it's 2015. Where's your online profile?
Well, I know, and I have even considered at times getting off of Instagram, trust
oh,
me.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I just don't. It's not, it's a, but there's so much rampant hate on the internet, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And it's incredible, and I'm very lucky that I don't have more people out there throwing stones at me. Thank you, please don't take this as a cue to start. But it's one of the reasons I haven't been on Twitter, and I don't have, like, a Facebook thing or whatever, because I fear the level of communication.
Oh, how could anybody be anything other than lovely to Jim Parsons?
Really?
Aww. He's 41 years old.
He's still getting your head around that.
That's crazy.
Sheldon, from you know what Sheldon looks like. You know what this Jim Parsons looks like, right? He's on TV every 5 minutes. 41. 41 years old.
Even if I was a dreadful person, I'd be scared to be horrible to him.
I know, exactly.
He could probably send me to my room.
We're going to hear more from him next. More with Jim Parsons. He's got this new film with Rihanna. He was talking about, like, not being on Twitter and stuff and getting a lot of hate and like, from the internet and things like that. What we decided that we would do was have a quick look through some forums about Jim Parsons, because there's a lot of, like, really big Big Bang Theory enthusiasts out there, right? There's an intense crowd of people who love Jim Parsons.
Oh, yeah.
So there's some very, very weird forum posts. We got him to read some of them out.
Eck, I want to touch your body. Would you think of me as naughty if I were to violate your personal space?
Ooh. I know. And that's, like, that's the good bit.
Ooh.
More with that next. Jim Parsons read some forum posts. Ed Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. I caught up with him and we had a little bit of a chat. And we were talking about, well, I'll tell you what happened. I'm just going to shut up and press play. Bye! There are a lot of fan forums about you as well, looking around.
I'm not on them.
Are you not?
My mother may be, but I'm not. No.
I had a bit of a troll through some of them last week.
Did you really?
What some of the people are saying about you. Okay.
Okay.
So I've got one here. This is from somebody called Silver Angel, which says...
Trust them already.
Yes. Which says, I have this recurring dream where Jim and I attend a rodeo. We get lost in some nearby woodland, and when we find our way back, everybody is gone, and the human race has become extinct. We decide to recolonize the planet and set up our own little community at the rodeo. Any excuse, eh? Winky face.
Really?
Yes.
So this is about sex.
I think that might be where it's edging, yes.
Yeah.
I think that might be the general theme.
Is that, like, is this sort of fan fiction?
I think maybe it's...
I mean,
yeah. This is a dream that this person has about you. Which that's
well,
okay.
It's very kind of, like, flattering.
It's in their heads.
You know? Right. I mean, that's where it'll probably stay, but it's very flattering, and thank you. I know you didn't even ask me a question about it, did you?
I've also got a poem that somebody has written for you as well.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm going to give you that safety.
Oh, I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
It's not short.
No, it's not. I'll just read a bit of it. Read it out loud.
A bit of it? No, an art like this deserves every word of it spoken. Here it begins. Oh, Jimmy Joe, I'd like to know, may I caress your roundy head? I think I'd probably drop dead if you would give me leave. I love your teeth, your ears, your fingers. Upon your eyes I must needs linger. You roll your tongue, my head is sprung, a leak. The back of your neck, oh, what the heck, I want to touch your body. Would you think of me as naughty if I were to violate your personal space and get up close and... Your thighs are strong, your legs are long, I love your knobby gangly knees. You cannot know how I'd be pleased if I could just get closer. Oh, Slimmy Jimmy, oh, Mr. P, your whole package pleases me, so to speak. The only part I'm... confused about, and I mean it, the only part, your thighs are strong. I don't know that they aren't, but I don't know how they know. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Very few people have the pleasure of knowing the strength of my thighs.
It raises a lot of questions, right?
It does.
So fun. Jim Parsons, aka Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory there, reading out some forum posts. He's got a brand new film with Rihanna. It's called Home. It looks incredible. It's in the cinemas right now.
Yeah.
It's doing the rounds. I've spoken to like 3 or 4 people who've seen it. They say it's awesome. I've watched all the trailers. I'm so excited to see it in the cinema. Genuinely, go do your thing. And if you want to see what happened when him and I played Shock Ball, you can watch it on our Facebook page.
Yep.
Just search The Hits Official on Facebook. That's right, Push Producer Sam.
Yeah, I'll put it on Twitter now as well.
Nice one. Good man. Let's play Maroon 5 as well before 8:30 this morning for Hits.